knows how to draw a sheep, you know, and they go to stray an off dog to bring it back to the bunch.
Uh-huh. If you wanted...
That's called a herd dog.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Catch him.
Okay. And, say if you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to...
Hitch him up.
Or I have to, before you hitch him up, you have to...
I have to get harness on him.
Okay. And, what sort of, what do you call that kind of bird that can see in the dark?
Owl.
What do you call the real little one?
Huh?
What about the real little one? What's he called?
And we call bats.
Or the little owl.
Little owl or a spruce owl.
Okay. What about the big one?
And then the horn owls. They got big, big horns. Got eyes big. They see in the night, but they can't see in the daytime.
Uh-huh.
They roost all the time during the daytime, and then they go foraging at night.
Uh-huh.
And they can see good enough. They see a rat run out on the grass, and they bow down and catch a rat.
Uh-huh.
Or a small rabbit or anything they carry off and
uh-huh.
eat that meal then.
When, talking about cows, what did you call the male cow?
Bull.
Was that word always nice to use?
Huh?
Was it always nice to say bull?
Why do you call them a stock cow? Well, we call them bulls here because it's a he cow, you know.
What about the little cow when it's first born?
That's a calf.
And if it's a female, it's a...
Uh-huh. She's a female. She's bred to the bull and bill. And she has a calf, she's a cow then.
Uh huh. Well,
and
what,
she's a helper.
Uh huh.
Until she's bred and has a calf.
Uh huh. What about the little male calf?
That's a yearling. We call them yearlings until they get up big enough for service.
Uh huh. And when if a cow was going to have a calf, you'd say she was going to.
Yeah, she's going to have a calf such and such a time. They always time it, you know.
Would you say she was going to have a calf, or would you have another way of saying that? You say she's going to drop a calf or
find a calf?
Or?
Yeah, I've heard it both ways. You want to drop a calf a certain day, and you want to have a calf.
Uh-huh. Talking about the horses, what did you call the male horse?
Stud horse. That's a horse, you know.
Uh-huh. What about the female?
That's mare. She horse.
Uh-huh. And the things that they have on their feet, you call those?
Shoes.
Uh-huh. And a game that you play with those, you call?
Uh-huh. Say horseshoes are thrown around stalls and done.
Uh-huh.
You've done that, ain't you?
Yeah. Say, before you can shoe a horse, you have to trim his...
Have to trim his hoof and shape that iron to fit that hoof.
Uh-huh.
Some of the hoofs is a little one side.
Mm-hmm.
It's high on one side and tears the other.
Mm-hmm.
You got to level it up with the rest, and I'll put shoes on, I know. And then you got that old long spike nailed by the way, and fit it on there, and they nail it to the thin part of the hoof where it ain't
mm-hmm.
tender.
Mm-hmm.
Then you bend, take it. How much you nail with, it's got claws on it and twist it off. And then you stretch it. Got a little thing they call a cleaver. Pull it on the edge of that nail and hit on top of it to break that point down. Keep from crushing his other foot when you wear it.
What sort of things did you used to grow in your garden?
Oh, Lord, you give me a mouthful of that. Grew squashes, turnips, collards, cabbage, cauliflowers, mustard.
What would you call all those? The turnips. You'd cook them and make a mess of.